I've been boatless twice at Christmas, and one year it brought a special problem. Our new family home was an ancient stone house near St. Catherine's Point, whose sitting room had a fireplace complete with bread oven in which I could comfortably have slept. The place was decorated fore and aft for the holiday. Logs were chopped, the turkey was standing by, and presents were in hand, but our Dickensian excesses looked set to be foiled by a chimney that blew back so badly that more smoke poured out of the windows than ever went up the flue. That Christmas Eve I found myself leaning on the railings at the end of Yarmouth Pier when a nondescript chap materialised alongside. For some reason I shared my troubles with him. "I can fix that," he said nonchalantly. As H.W. Tillman remarked, "When they bring you the heifer, be ready with the rope." I told him where I lived, and he wandered off. An hour later, I came home to find my wife outside watching my new best friend lifting a heavy terracotta chimney pot from the antique stack on the rooftop. Balancing it on his shoulder, he scrambled back down to terra firma like a circus performer. "That chimney never had one of those originally," he said. "Light up now. You'll be delighted." We did. And we were. Diffidently, I offered our saviour a fistful of fivers, but he'd have none of it. "Happy Christmas," he said, as he loaded up his ladders and drove away. That winter, the gales blew down channel with snow from the steppes of Siberia, and the fire drew as it hadn't for 100 years. We never saw or heard of him again. Last season, I was faced with an equally insoluble issue, this time of a more maritime nature. My boat has an obscure American water drinking filter. Drinking water filter, I should say. The element was foul, and I'd scoured the internet for a replacement without a sniff of a result this side of the Atlantic. I could buy one off the shelf in Annapolis, but I was away cruising on Monday, and this was Friday afternoon. I'd resigned myself to a summer of bottled water and was at a trade desk in Southampton after something totally different when a bronze sort of customer strode in and plonked a water filter down on the counter like a magician. Unbelievably, it was the same as mine. He was sourcing hose fittings for it, but I asked him about the elements inside. "Oh yeah, mate," he said. "You can buy them on the industrial estate in Romsey. It's only 10 miles. You've got half an hour." I cranked up the motorbike and blasted off through the early rush hour to the obscure emporium where I scooped up half a dozen units at a tenner a pop. I never saw that guy again either. My third wise man appeared during the summer, and this one had a name. I met him in Eyemouden when a pal and I had a jammed in-mast mainsail. Trapped by a fold near the masthead, it was like the grand old Duke of York, neither up nor down. I usually relish a trip aloft, but for once I was not on top form. My pal didn't fancy it, and it looked as though we'd have to sail home with half a sail. Then along came Dave from the next boat. He was at the masthead like a rat up a drainpipe, and his strong hands soon fought the offending folds out of the slot so we could wind it in properly. Down he came. We all had a beer together, and by morning light this exemplary mariner had faded away to sea. It's often been said that the hour sendeth the man. So it seems, and chance or providence has sent me many more than the three wise men of this festive musing. Most have asked for nothing for their efforts, and, like Melchior and his shipmates in the Gospel, they have melted away into obscurity. The secret is to remain humble enough to accept help when it's offered, then rally round for others when we can. That's the nature of the real sailor. Long may it continue.